is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of people killed in Israel and Palestine have increased since attacks occurred earlier.
A Hamas spokesman said the attack was in response to what it called the desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and an increase in Jewish settler attacks on Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Hamas that it will pay a price.
Since the morning, Israel has been at war. Our first goal is to clean the area from those who have infiltrated it and to return security and quiet to the areas that were attacked. The second goal, at the same time, is to exact a huge price from the enemy.
Israel launched a series of airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza and cut electricity to the densely populated strip. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged full support of the United States as Israeli officials work to steady their country after the series of deadly attacks.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart